702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Well, let's stay with crime now, and the police are still searching for four brothers who were apparently kidnapped this week while en route to school in Polokwane. The four Moti brothers, aged from 6 to 15, were being taken to school. However, these guys pitched up in two vehicles. They were dressed in white overalls, and they then made off, the four brothers. It's believed to be a kidnapping. The police are now investigating. There have been all sorts of appeals to find these four brothers, the youngest being six. So he's a young who have been taken by these men. The big question is, though, what happens with kidnapping in our country? It seems to be something that is growing. It's becoming larger and larger. Well, joining us is Bianca van Asvegen, the National Coordinator for Missing Children South Africa. Bianca, good afternoon. What do you make of this case from what you've seen?
Good afternoon. Unfortunately, this is a very tragic case that we're dealing with these four boys that have been kidnapped. But kidnappings in general happen in South Africa, and people need to understand the seriousness behind this. And it's very difficult when it comes to kidnappings because we deal with different kinds of kidnappings that do happen.
It's interesting that you say that, because we have this in Eyewitness News from time to time. There are these different kidnappings. How prevalent has it become in South Africa? You hear about Mexico, you hear about Brazil, but it seems to be trending more and more here.
Yes, we need to understand that, like I mentioned, that we deal with different types of kidnapping. So we deal with parental abductions, opportunistic kidnappings, kidnappings for ransom demand, and then also kidnappings that happen for human trafficking purposes. And we've also seen an increase in kidnappings, especially for human trafficking-related purposes, especially now with COVID that hits, you know, it's very hard, not just in South Africa, but worldwide. And it's definitely become a problem, especially with people that are suffering with poverty, there's job loss that are happening. So we need to be very vigilant about these things, and especially with working and schooling online, there's a lot of false job advertisements out there. So the public really needs to educate themselves on the safety on kidnappings and human trafficking.
If somebody is taken in this country, I'm talking about a youngster, what happens next? Where are these people going? People are being trafficked. What's the line of sight that you have?
It depends on what the motive behind the kidnapping is. So if we specifically look at human trafficking happens for different reasons. We've got sexual exploitation that happens. We've got forced labor that happens, illegal adoptions that happen. So it depends on what the motive is and what the syndicates are actually taking the child for, what the purpose at the end of the day is. So human trafficking happens in South Africa itself. So we've got victims that are used within South Africa. We've got victims that get brought in from different countries into South Africa. And then we've also got victims that are taken out of South Africa.
Now, just hearing you say that, crime intelligence, are they aware of these perhaps syndicates operating in this country?
Yes, they are. There's a lot of people and organizations and crime intelligence all working together to combat human trafficking in South Africa for victims that are brought into our country and also that are exported out of our country.
Very big question is, the police used to have that 48-hour rule. If somebody went missing, you had to wait 48 hours, then it became 24 hours. What's the rule now?
There's absolutely no waiting period in reporting a person as missing, whether it's a child or an adult. The quicker it gets reported, the quicker action can be taken, and especially when it comes to our children. The first 24 hours to 48 hours is crucial in finding a child. So it's very important to go and report it to your nearest police station immediately. Contact us at Missing Children South Africa for assistance. The quicker it gets reported, as I say, the quicker action can be taken. A lot of people tend to wait and believe that they have to wait 24 hours. That does not exist. So please do not wait. Report it immediately so that we can start helping.
Bianca, you did mention it, but when it comes to children, are you seeing that more children are going missing month by month?
Unfortunately, yes. It is a big problem in South Africa. It has been a problem for years. People need to realize that we as South Africa need to stand together and keep our children safe. Our children are our future. And especially, as I mentioned early on, COVID has had a big impact on people. We need to keep our children safe, especially with when it comes to social media and being online, that is also a big threat to our children. As much as this helps us as an organization to get the face of a missing child out there on social media, as much it poses a danger to our children. So we as parents, communities, need to educate ourselves on child safety and keep our children safe.
Yeah. Just a final question. When it comes to ransom, are you seeing these kind of cases present themselves? Because you've spoken about child trafficking, but there is that other element as well. And looking at what happened in Polokwane, you can only help but speculate what may have happened there. Is ransom a factor in this country?
Unfortunately, in this case, it's still under investigation about the four boys that went missing. But yes, ransom cases has been happening. It's usually where wealth is quite prominent and businessmen that has quite a big wealth behind them. Yes, those kidnapping cases do happen, but not as much as human trafficking and opportunistic kidnapping.
Bianca van Asperen is the National Coordinator for Missing Children South Africa. Bianca, thank you so much for coming on to the Midday Report.